kasiyahan ng pagiging isang bata. Sumasayaw, kumakanta, nagbibigay ng blowing kiss at naglalaro. Ngunit ayon kay Kate Grant, ang kanyang 4 na taong gulang na si Millie na mayroong Down syndrome at na-diagnose na may leukemia sa edad na 3 taong gulang, ang mga karaniwang manyika ay hindi naaayon sa kanyang sitwasyon.
It's pretty special when we feel guilty bringing Barbie dolls in with long blonde Rapunzel hair when Millie's sitting in a hospital with her bald little head trying to find her hair like the dolls, but to have a doll that looks just like her is pretty special.
Ang particular na personal na manyikang ito ay may sariling wig. Ito ay regalo kay Millie Grant dahil nawawala na ito ng buhok dahil nasa kalagitnaan ito ng treatment. At ito ay isang pasasalamat sa ina ng 4 na bata na nagngangalang Maria Kentley. Ayon kay Kentley, siya ay gumagawa ng manyika na ino-order at sakop nito ang iba't ibang disabilidad at pagkakaiba.
I might get an email from a parent saying, oh, my daughter has spina bifida, can you make a doll for her in a wheelchair with leg splints and a scar on the back. Another parent might say, oh, can you make a doll with a missing arm or a prosthetic leg?
Ano nga ba ang inspirasyon ni Maria Kentley? Ayon sa kanya, nagmula ito sa kanyang 2 anak na autistic.
For me, I want him to be proud of who he is and look at the word autism or autistic as a part of who he is, but be proud of that and say, this makes me unique and, you know, there's nothing wrong with who I am.
Dahil ang autism ay walang malinaw na katangian, inilagay na lang ni Kentley ang I'm autistic and awesome sa harapan ng damit ng manyika. Ang clinical psychologist na si Lauren Wertheimer ay sinabi na ang manyika ay makakatulong para sa mga bata upang makamtan ang pagtanggap sa mas malawak na komunidad.
According to the Australian National Bureau of Statistics, 1 in every 6 children have a disability. So by having these dolls allows children with disability to feel valued and important.
Ang bawat isang personalized na manyika ay aabutin si Kentley ng 15 oras para gawin at ibenta na may halagang $35 para masakop ang gastos sa materyales. Ngunit ayon sa kanya, tunay na makikita na ang kasiyahang nadadala nito sa mga kabataan ay hindi maipapalit sa kahit anumang halaga.
The best part of this job is just hearing the feedback and just hearing the stories from parents saying, oh, I can't believe how this doll has, really boosted her self-esteem.
Ang mga nag-aadbokasiya para sa mga may kapansanan ay nagsabing tinataguyod nito ang magandang asal sa pamamagitan ng laro. Si Stephanie Gottlieb ay pinunong ehekutibo sa Children and Young People with Disability Australia.
There's a lot of myths and stigma still around disability, and I think this is a really important way of addressing that. You know, so it gives children the chance just to explore, to be part of their community, to incorporate that in their play, which is an essential part of development.
Ang ama ni Miller Grant na si Paul Grant ay sinabing ang tila kamukha niyang manyika ay isang magandang distraksyon at suporta para sa kanya.
She can then use that doll to give it medicine and look after it as well. I think it's been key to making her feel better and getting through the days and weeks that she spends in there. It's been very beneficial for her.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.